Making a narcissist angry doesn't require a whole bunch of skill or practice, but figuring out how to avoid their ridiculously overblown reaction to anything you say, think, ask, or feel, well, that takes real strategy. There are plenty of documented reasons for this, but all of that begins with the fact that narcissists tend to have inflated, outrageously fragile egos. If you've ever been in a toxic relationship with a narcissist, then you already know that there are plenty of things you can say to really anger a narcissist. You can just even look at them the wrong way and really tick them off pretty good, am I right? And my guess is that you already know how easily narcissists can fly off the handle. And if you're anything like I was before I was healed, you'd like to avoid this as often as you can. I mean, quite honestly, I don't really want to deal with it now. But anyway, after all, when a narcissist is enraged, they will fling insults at you and they will dig deep. They will actively poke at the things that they know will hurt you the most. They want you to feel bad about yourself in that moment. And on some level, they end up projecting their own emotions onto you. Let me explain. The concept of narcissistic rage plays a big part here. See, narcissistic rage is what we see when a narcissist knows they're wrong but won't admit it, or when they don't get what they want, or when people don't treat them differently or more special than other people. It can also happen when a narcissist's sense of entitlement is threatened, and basically anytime things don't quite go their way. You know what I'm talking about, right? They get inconsolably angry in an attempt to or coerce you into giving them what they want. And when this doesn't work well enough, well, they'll often switch to a similar tactic where they sort of slip into victim mode. We're going to talk more about that part later. Anywho, you might also be aware that your average narcissist is quite far from rational, especially when they feel insulted or belittled or minimized or in any way attacked. This does feel pretty ironic given the fact that they actively insult, belittle, minimize, and attack the people closest to them. In any case, though, if you're dealing with a narcissist, you probably want to avoid saying the things that are guaranteed to upset them. At least if you want to avoid the drama and upset that goes along with making a narcissist angry. I know a lot of us do. Today at queenbeing.com, I'm going to share with you 7 things that you can say to a narcissist to anger them and why that's the case. So we're just going to dig right in. Number 1, I am so impressed with that skill that someone other than you has that you also have. Complimenting someone on a skill or a talent that the narcissist also has is going to go over like a lead balloon, especially when you do so without acknowledging the narcissist's own talent. And heaven forbid you should do so somehow implying that the other person's skill is in any way superior to the narcissist, or even that it actually isn't inferior, if we're being honest. Narcissists are insanely jealous by nature because of the fact that they're so insecure. So if you were to ever compliment someone else for having such talent in something that the narcissist also has, that not only makes them angry, but also makes them feel as though you have personally and directly insulted them. No kidding. Even if what you say is benign and you're not comparing them to the person you're talking about in any way. Narcissists, they really need to believe that they are the very best at everything they do, even if there is obvious and documented evidence to the contrary. Yeah. Number 2, the food at the restaurant you chose just isn't for me. Can we try something different next time? You can never tell a narcissist you don't want or like something they want or like. I remember this exact situation with my ex. He would literally get offended when I would not enjoy the same food or movies or whatever that he did. I'd always find myself thinking, geez, it's not like you made the food or the movie or whatever. But like all narcissists, he took everything personally, and that's the thing. Narcissists need you to agree with everything they say, everything they think, and everything they feel. And my goodness, if you don't, you're wrong, and you're also doing something they see as offensive. The narcissist expects you to follow their own little path, or at least the one they've laid out for you. If you say you don't want to do something they want to do, or you don't like something that they like, well, that's gonna make them mad. Why? Because narcissists need to be in control, which means they expect you to want and like the same things they do. Otherwise, you can expect a bunch of illogical and overblown narcissistic rage coming your way. That brings me to number 3. I need to go to the doctor. I need to go to the salon. I need to take my medicine, or I need to do anything at all that involves self-care. Narcissists don't see you as an actual person. Rather, you are an extension of them as far as they're concerned. That's why if you express to a narcissist that you're in dire need of self-care and that goes against their plans or their wishes in the moment, you can expect that the narcissistic rage is coming out to show its ugly face. If they haven't decided that you happen to need whatever self-care you're talking about, they're going to see it as selfish and unnecessary. The only time they might not behave this way in this case is if showing some sort of humanity might actually benefit them, as in they've got something else to do during that time or they're going to get some benefit out of it, out of being nice to you in the moment. Just remember that it's never about you, but always about them. And since they have no empathy whatsoever, they certainly don't care if you need a break or some time to yourself. In fact, all they care about is that they are not going to have the narcissistic supply that they want and need from you if you happen to be taking care of yourself at any given time. How dare you have needs when they need you, right? That brings me to number 4. So my friends and I are going to hang out, or my friends are going to come over, or anything like that. See, the narcissist does not want you to see your friends, and if you attempt to do so, you can fully expect that they're going to drop some rage on your butt. And sadly, this will very often include your extended family, because your extended family might also support you in this way. Why should this be the case, though? Well, it all goes back to the fact that narcissists need to be in control of you. That, and the fact that if you are seeing your friends, a couple of things might happen. One, you might actually have some emotional support that could result in you getting stronger and therefore more able to see that they're actively psychologically manipulating and abusing you or whatever. If you are supported in this way, you might actually have the nerve to leave them, and you know they don't want that. And two, you might not be there if they happen to want or need something from you. And if you have the nerve to tell the narcissist that you want to see your friends or your family without them, oh honey, it's gonna get ugly. They expect you to be there for them and only them, because you are not allowed to have time in your schedule or your space or your energy or your life for anyone else. Which brings me to number 5. It's not all about you, you know. Because of course it always is about the narcissist, right? It's almost funny when you think about how self-centered a narcissist can actually be. But when we are talking about the type of toxic narcissist who is without empathy and who is prone to psychological abuse, it's kind of less funny and more alarming. Telling a narcissist that it's not all about them is just like saying to them that they absolutely do not matter, which isn't what you're saying, but anyway, for example, let's say it's your wedding day. Your best man or your maid of honor is your best friend, and your narcissistic mother, she's got a problem with this person for some reason, probably because they take away from the narcissistic supply that you give your mother, for being honest. But for weeks, your mother has complained that you won't remove this person from your wedding party. She doesn't even think they should be invited to the wedding, much less part of the party. After all, why would you do that to her? Doesn't she matter? She guilt trips you and she says things like, "Oi, you're killing your mother." Normally, you would totally cave just to shut her up. But gosh darn it, you think this is my wedding day and I want my best friend with me. And now, on the big day, your mother texts you and says, "I'm not going to make it to your wedding because you obviously think your friend is more important than me." Oh, and since your BFF is so important, she adds, you could just go ahead and have them pay for the part of the wedding your mother promised to pay for. Sound familiar? That brings me to number 6. Wow, you're really playing the victim here. Have you ever tried to call out a narcissist on the victim act? If you have, then you'll know exactly what to expect here. They will absolutely act as though you've just pooped in their Cheerios. In other words, they'll ramp up the narcissistic injury factor. See, when a narcissist gets upset or hurt or offended about being treated like, I don't know, a normal person, as in when they don't get special treatment or favors, or literally anytime they don't get what they want, well, they default to victim mode. Often this tactic is used in combination with narcissistic rage to get what they want from you. In the case of calling them out and pointing out this tactic, you can pretty much expect them to make you feel so bad about yourself that you'll be begging them to accept your apology, and while you would actually be considered the victim of psychological abuse by like any logical person who was watching from the outside and knew the whole story, the narcissist is somehow going to use this as a way to tell everyone, or just you, how much you have hurt them, and the worst part is that you might even believe them if they've gotten good enough at reading you and pushing your buttons by this point in the relationship. It's a dangerous game. That brings me to number 7. Have you considered changing this about yourself, or could you maybe try it this way instead? Basically, anytime you have the nerve to criticize a narcissist, you're playing with fire, my friend. As you know, narcissists are incredibly insecure, and because of this, they cannot and they will not accept criticism in any way at all. Not even constructive criticism. Even if you were very gentle about it. Even if they ask you for it. Here's a really good example for you. Let's say the narcissist wrote a speech for work and asked you to listen to it before they presented it. "Give me your honest thoughts," they'll say. "I promise I won't get mad. I just want you to tell me the truth. Tell me everything." But if you say anything other than, "OMG, that was so perfect, change nothing," you're in trouble. The way the narcissist sees it, you are still knocking them down if you give any criticism at all. And here's the kicker. If the speech doesn't give them plenty of kudos at work the next day, watch out. They will blame you for not sharing whatever it was they feel they didn't do right. It's sort of a double bind situation if you think about it. Here's another example. Let's say you don't like the soup they made. They expectantly watch you take the first bite and they say, "So what do you think?" And if you tell them that, you know what, the soup's a little bland, it could use a little more salt, you might as well spit it back in their face. They're most definitely going to be offended and react accordingly. They'll either tell you that your taste buds are broken, or that you're just plain stupid, or something of that nature, or they'll see it as a personal attack on their very soul. So what does this mean? Sadly, it means you have to lie to a narcissist, sometimes in order to avoid their rage. To say a narcissist is crazy-making is to say the very, very least. What it all comes down to is that saying these kinds of things to a narcissist will absolutely trigger their insecurities, and that is exactly why they are so easily angered. And since they have the emotional capacity of a toddler, you can expect them to react in kind. Ultimately, what it means for you is that you must always censor yourself with a narcissist if you want to avoid their anger. You cannot express your needs or your wants or your opinions without facing the consequences. So consider this the next time you have to deal with one of these toxic people. Now, if you're interested in knowing more about things you can say to anger or upset a narcissist, you're going to want to check out the video that I'm going to leave for you right here and in the pinned comment about things you can say to destroy a narcissist. Just a quick note I want to throw on here. This video is meant to help you know how to avoid angering a narcissist or frustrating them, but I want you to understand something. You should not have to live like this. You should not have to live in a situation where someone makes you doubt every freaking word you say. You should not have to live in a situation where you should be required to censor yourself so much that you literally can say almost nothing. You should not have to be in a situation where the person that you live with makes you walk on eggshells, and you should not be in any friendships or family relationships that way either. Please remember that you are important and you deserve peace in your home, in your heart, in yourself. You deserve to be treated with love and respect just as much as anyone else on this planet. You are worthy and valuable and important and special. You matter. Don't forget. It's very important that you don't forget. All right, this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, did you recognize any of the statements I listed today as things that would anger the narcissist in your own life? And what would you add to my list? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life, and hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm gonna leave for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit the subscribe button right there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.